Welcome everybody, and thank you for listening to a new episode of Fit for the Future, your bite-sized learning podcast from Archbell Academy. We will take a deep dive in today's most thought-provoking HR and L&D topics. Learn how to overcome today's biggest challenges in the field to stay relevant, now and in the future. My name is Wout Fontane-Pennock. I'm a product owner at Archbell Academy, and I'm your host. In today's episode, we will talk about personal leadership. And we'll discuss today's topic with my guest, Alex from Lens. Hi, Alex.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And before we dive into all the details, can I ask you to shortly introduce yourself?
Yes, I will introduce myself related to the topic. And maybe the most surprising is that I have a background in what nowadays is called data scientist. So I'm an econometrist. Wow. And I did study that in Italy, and then I moved to Germany, and a couple of years ago, 15 years ago actually, to the Netherlands.
Wow.
And by working on in the work field, I discovered that data is not telling the entire truth. So I was very much interested, how are we people interacting with all kind of stuff we encounter in daily life? So, and I made my profession out of it because I love people, and I love listening to people, and I love to learn from people.
That's such an interesting journey, not only location-wise from Italy, Germany to the Netherlands, but also from your background as an econometrist to what you do now.
Yeah, and by the way, the Netherlands for me, it's the Italian of the North, actually,
really?
The way I call them, the way I approach life, so it feels like home.
Yeah, so also culture-wise, you mean?
Also culture-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
So it feels like I've always been living in the Netherlands.
Okay.
It's like my home country. So if people now, normally they ask you the question, in which country you would like to die? And most people who emigrate would go back to their home country. But for me, it would be definitely the Netherlands.
Oh, wow. That's a big compliment, I guess, for our people.
Well, yes.
That's good to hear. And topic of today is personal leadership. Why do you think is personal leadership becoming increasingly important in today's rapidly changing work environment?
Yeah, and maybe also a bit related to my data. I see that we get overloaded by data and analysis, and it's more and more difficult to make a decision. And the question is on which sources it's grounded. Mm-hmm. And mental-wise, you could find many, many reasons for making a decision to the left, to the right, or making no decisions. So sometimes our mind is playing a tricky game to us. And I discovered that if you are capable of bypassing your mind to dig a bit deeper to your inner sources, then you can guide yourself firmer and more stronger. And I guess with so much distraction in our day-to-day business, with people getting a lot of information, which is also important to develop, but at the same time, it can also distract you from your core ideas.
Yeah.
So getting a higher level of self-awareness is, I guess, really important to get the most out of the opportunities we have nowadays.
Yeah. So also providing a lot of opportunities, the work as it is now, but also you said overload, information overload.
Yes.
And maybe some mental blockades we set for ourselves unconsciously. Where do you start when you start working with an individual? How do you assess which blockades there are or how much overload there is?
Yeah, the leading question also what triggered me to get into this kind of work field is why am I doing what I'm doing? And the program I'm supporting, which is mainly based on the positive intelligence, is creating self-awareness. And it starts with our patterns which dominate our daily life.
Yeah.
And the first would be, okay, what are the patterns I established? Kind of behavior strategy to survive. And it already starts in the early days of our life when we are born in a family and we try to fulfill our needs.
Yeah.
And from there on, we learn how to survive, how to get our things done, how to achieve our goals, and they help us to a certain extent.
Yeah.
With ease, sometimes ideally we can achieve results, but not all of us can do this with ease. And then so it makes sense to look at our pattern, which in this program are called the so-called saboteurs, and to see, okay, what are the strategies beyond helping you to achieve your goals.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I've gone through the program myself, mm-hmm. and one of my strongest pattern is the pleaser in okay. me. So to achieve all the things in life, mm-hmm. I put in a lot of effort in the relation to get things done.
Yeah.
And of course, if you would like everybody be your darling, then at mm-hmm. a certain stage, it costs too much energy.
Yeah. So what might have served you in the past or in order to survive or get through childhood and into adolescence?
At a certain stage, it gets a burden because it's the energy balance is negative.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you do a lot of energy from the curiosity and would like to discover. Mm-hmm. But at a certain stage, I did realize that I don't get energy out of it anymore, but I'm still willing to please other people.
Yeah.
And so if this is my case, there are 9 or 8 other saboteurs for mm-hmm. some people, which maybe also resonates for many people, is the hyperachiever. Mm-hmm. So always want to be the best in class, always want to be the first one in a row, always go to the rare limit to push to achieve a target.
Yeah.
And nothing wrong or right about it, but the question is always, why is it so important
for you to be competitive? Yeah, yeah.
And so, what would happen if you would have a setback? How mm-hmm. would you deal with it?
Yeah, yeah.
And this helps you, of course, in managing all the goals, not only business wise, but saying performance wise, but also in collaboration. Mm-hmm. Is it only you, or is it me, or is it us?
Yeah, yeah.
And also in well-being, in health, which also gets more and more important questions. So how we get the total balance. And the question is always, why am I focusing on performance? Why is corporation for me so important? Or why is health for me so important? Yeah. So no judgment, but mm-hmm. a lot of questions which help you to increase awareness.
Yeah.
Why are you doing what you're doing? And then the second stage, of course, the program gives you also the tool to regulate yourself, to self-manage yourself.
So it starts really with insight, like, who am I? What are my patterns? What do I find important? Where is that coming from?
Yeah. Yeah. So the way inside is the way out, is the way forward, which you sometimes hear and other podcasts, other people talking. And I like to discover what's happening inside and ask myself, okay, why am I doing what I'm doing? Of course, you can't get always the answer, mm-hmm. but sometimes reflecting helps you to then make more conscious decisions.
Yeah, yeah. And what happens after? So if you like formed an image of your, maybe your personality or where you're coming from, so you did that reflecting part. What comes next then?
Yeah, the most important is, what we also say is this self-loving, that you're the most beautiful creature on the world, and it applies for everybody. Mm-hmm. Because everybody is beautiful in her or herself. Mm-hmm. So by accepting yourself the way you are, with all your pitfalls, mm-hmm. and not judging,
yeah.
And then from there on seeing, okay, looking from the big picture. So what is really important? What does really matter in your life? Mm-hmm. And how can you lead yourself to these goals?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is important. But you have to first to create this foundation, mm-hmm. so this awareness, what are the saboteurs or what are the patterns which dominate your decision? Yeah. And once you are aware, you still can make the same decision, but you do this with a different attitude, with a different level of consciousness.
Yeah, and I love what you're saying, that accepting who you are is also a big part of that. So
it sounds quite easy in words, but if you ask through people, it's a huge challenge.
Yeah, yeah. And how can you overcome challenges in accepting what comes out of this reflective step?
Yeah, I would say it's mainly related to the way the program is structured, because mm-hmm. most of the programs offer a lot of insights, mm-hmm. but you may recognize that once you leave the classroom, mm-hmm. most of the results you build up of most of the insights evaporates.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
there are certain researchers who say maybe only 5 to 10% really sticks. Mm-hmm. Now this program is still a lot of insights, but within 6 weeks, mm-hmm. you are capable to rewire yourself by only training 15 minutes a day your mind.
Okay.
So you get reflecting questions mm-hmm. 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Every week there's a dedicated focus, which mm-hmm. leads you from recognizing, anticipating your saboteurs, but getting access to your true powers, to your intuition, to your wisdom, and then from there on activating the into the direction you would like to go. And this was also the main reason why I engaged in this program. Yeah. And you could say, okay, this is the coach destroying his own business. Mm-hmm. Still did realize that there's a person needed to guide through and ask a question for the conversation. But the program is offering no coach could offer, because no coach could be available 6 weeks in a row, every day, three times a day.
Yeah.
And this is the power of the program.
Yeah.
So you get mirrored every single day with the limited view on your other people's life, but also your own life.
Yeah. So it gets top of mind. It stays top of mind.
Yes.
Instead of it watering down, or you're stuck in business as usual. How are these prompts, these daily prompts, how are these offered? Is it like, do you use a tool, or can you tell us a little bit more?
It's an app. Mm-hmm. And it's really appetized, a little appetizers you get every day. So it's 2 to 3 minutes, mm-hmm. where you get a question, you get a job which needs to be done.
Yep.
One job in the morning, one job in the afternoon, and then a reflection at the end of the day.
Yeah,
and so it helps. It triggers you mm-hmm. to think, and it triggers you. It invites you to apply. Mm-hmm. It also helps you not to judge yourself for failing.
Yeah,
but then just try to do better the next time. But especially the repetition of this task helps you to rewire the way you manage yourself. And this is the power of the program.
Yeah,
but before you really get the full access to yourself, you have to create this awareness in the first part of the program over the strong pattern which dominate the way you interact. Mm-hmm. So for me, coming back, the pleaser, I would do things not because I do it unconditionally, because I would mm-hmm. love to help you, no, because I would love in this case to get the confirmation that I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm. And I love how you phrase that, you getting the full access to yourself.
Yes.
That's a very interesting way of looking at it, that we block ourselves, or subconsciously maybe, and not take full advantage of all our skills or the stuff that our personality can bring us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have these daily steps. Can you tell us a little bit more about the rest of the program?
Yeah, the 6 weeks. And if you would say that the three main chapters is intercepting your saboteurs. Mm-hmm. So in the first week, you get access to the tool. You get some tutorials online. We do this the same in the classroom, depending a bit on how we structure the training and the program. And you get used to the tool. Mm-hmm. So basically is how to control your mind, and only 15 minutes a day. And I'm sure everybody would say 15 minutes a day is a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Everybody would manage. But the first alarming feedback you get, oh, it's a hard job mm-hmm. to spend 15 minutes a day, or 3 times 5 minutes to charge your brain. Mm-hmm. And basically it's like a muscle. You build your mental muscle mm-hmm. to be prepared for the big challenge.
Yeah.
It's like if you would like to run a marathon, you can't do it at once. So you have to mm-hmm. build it slice by slice. So in the first week, you get used to the program.
Yeah.
In the second week, we work with what we call the main saboteur, which is a judge. So if you look around, maybe even if you're listening to this podcast, you would judge, some people would judge the accent or what we are saying. So, but what is the reason for judging? What does it deliver to you? Yeah. So you get this insight, okay, I'm judging actually many, many times. And what I did learn is that I judge myself far much too often. Yeah. So this is the insight. The third week you work with these patterns, which is customized, because I mean, maybe in my case I had to work on the pleaser. Some people have to work on the stickler because they want everything to be in perfection, which is nice to a certain extent, but to a certain extent it's really, really blocking. It hinders you from moving on. Or you got the restless who has always work in progress, never finishing anything.
Yeah.
And you learn to anticipate on that. And once you build a foundation within the first 3 weeks, then you get access to the true powers, which everybody has inside us. And then you work what we call the empathy towards others, for instance, in working together. So being curious. Mm-hmm. So who's what? And why is he saying what is he saying? And how does it affect me? So you build relation.
Yeah.
But also being empathy towards yourself. Why am I doing what I'm doing? And how could I do it differently? And then from there, engage into what we call exploring. being curious. Mm-hmm. So why it is happening, not judging, but what does the situation learn from me? And then being also innovative. So what are opportunities to change the current situation? Mm-hmm. And activating people in getting lead on what they like to do. And so, and this is basically the main part on the second part of the program. Mm-hmm. And then you build a foundation, and only then you get actually into what we call the growth and development module.
So
for instance, if somebody's saying I'm having a lot of problems with other people, so with conflicts, then there's a module called conflict management. If there's a person who's saying, I would like to improve leadership, I can improve leadership. If there's somebody saying, how can we improve sales? There's a module which helps you to improve sales.
Yeah.
But it all comes back, get your foundation.
Yeah.
The foundation, and then the rest.
And inside out. So first understanding, accepting who you are, and then towards others, which if this is my personality, if this is who I am, also what are the opportunities that I can take more advantage
opportunities.
Of?
Yeah, and what I like, the level of curiosity. So you actually start wondering about all the things, and curiosity is a great driver. And moving on, in engaging, in opening up, and not being regretful for those.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And is it like a personal track people go on in this program? Or how do you incorporate the team a person is working in or the organization? Yeah,
it's depending on the organizational purpose of the organization. Mm-hmm. I do see people doing this as an individual personal development. Yeah. For instance, people risking to drop out of the system, or for instance, people who has a burnout and then would like to recover, regain self-confidence.
Yeah.
But I do also see people who have to handle a lot of pressure, and they're trying to get a healthy approach of handling the pressure.
Yeah.
I also do see teams who have to face a big business challenge, that to see, let's first get our foundation done. Let's see what our triggers are individually as a team, and use the business challenge as an opportunity to develop on a personal level, but also on a team level.
Yeah.
So the challenge gets actually the opportunity to learn, and not finger pointing.
Yeah, wow, that's
a
beautiful.
Different approach. And actually, I would love every company to see all these challenges as an opportunity to develop on a personal level, team level, and also an organizational level.
Yeah.
Then it gets playful.
Yeah, an opportunity to learn instead of a threat to get a burnout.
Yeah, of narrow-minded on focusing on the targets. Of course, targets are important, but when you once you learn to focus on the progress and to see that we are all in the game and we're here to learn and to share and to make a step in our life.
Yeah.
Then I would say many, many business challenges would be approached much easier and much more effectively.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very good example. And can you share with us some best practices of or some project you're very proud of? You worked with people in this program.
Yes, actually, there's a person I'm just taking care about it, and he actually dropped out of the system. Mm-hmm. He's a young guy. He's 29 years old, and he's struggling in self-confidence. He has also a little money to spend, and he realized at a certain stage that he, to get back, to get grip on himself, he has to change also the way he's living. And now at the moment he has not a job, so he gets offered a job opportunity for a social enterprise I'm also working for. And he decided to take care about his health in the first stage.
Yeah.
So first get me optimized myself, get control on my bad habits.
Yeah.
And he decided to stop smoking, stop drinking alcohol, doing sports.
Yeah.
And he said that this program helped him to get control of this program. And now he's making step by step.
Yeah.
And it's easier said than done. But he said, I learned to train my mind to get self-confidence. I learned, even though I got many, many setbacks in my life, that I'm worth something.
Yeah.
And it's me giving me this value. I don't need other people to monetize me or to value myself. And this is a lovely example for people who haven't got the luck in life, that they've got a job immediately, that they got health.
Yep.
And it's easy to approach life if everything goes smoothly.
Yeah.
But once you have setback, still having this, looking into the mirror and saying, okay, I'm worth living. I'm worth, I don't need anybody to get the confirmation and rebuild yourself from scratch.
Yeah.
This lovely. And of course, not the problem. It would not work out in all the examples because every program has a limitation, but at least giving the people the tools to see the only one who's accountable for my life is me and I. And of course, we need people also to support us.
I love because in personal leadership, often we think of trainings, getting extra skills, maybe leadership skills or a lot of other connotations, but it all starts with the basics, with loving yourself and accepting who you are. So it's really good to hear more about these cases and the work you're doing there.
Yeah, and I would say if for all those who leading person, you need first to lead yourself in a sane way before you take responsibility for other people.
Yeah.
Actually, I did underestimate this part of leadership. I was always fascinated by leadership, but my personal opinion is that if you're not capable of taking full responsibility the way you lead, you're not ready to lead other people.
And then
I mean the full scope. It's not only achieving the target, but it's also taking care about cooperation, about your health, well-being, caring in the broadest sense of the world.
Yeah, it reminds me also when you're on an airplane and God forbid something happens, you have to take on the life vest, your own life vest first before you can
oxygen,
help your or the oxygen mask.
But so in business wise, it would not mean my target first.
Yeah,
of course, but the way, of course, everybody has got targets, but I would say also a big challenge in business is the bigger targets. So it's not only focusing on the strict targets where maybe it's a bonus related, but to see what is the bigger picture.
Yeah.
How can I open up and how can I bypass my strong need to achieve this target?
Yeah.
Because in the very end, it contributes, but maybe there are opportunities which contribute even more.
Yeah, more in the long term.
I see this
as well.
A lot. Actually, this is a big challenge I do see in business, where all the businesses are saying, okay, we need to commit to higher targets. Down the work field, still the numbers tell which directions to go. And everybody's afraid of taking the burden of not achieving this individual target.
Yeah. So at what cost are these targets achieved?
Yeah.
We also have our column, The Brainwave, I would like to move to.
Yeah.
So in this column, our guests are given the opportunity to pick a card, which I will shuffle in a moment. That can be either a dilemma, an innovation, or the bullshit bingo. The bullshit bingo is like a word or a phrase you think is overrated or downright nonsense.
Yeah.
So I would like to give you one of these cards. And there, of course, we will talk about personal leadership and what you think about it in this context. So if you want to pick one.
Go for this. Dilemma.
Okay, we have the dilemma, okay.
Dilemma.
So personal growth or team dynamics? How can leaders prioritize their own development without neglecting the needs of their team?
I would say personal growth is leading because the more you are capable to grow, the more the people you are surrounding can grow with you, so lift on you.
So what we just talked about, taking care of yourself maybe first.
Taking care, if you take responsibility. I was also there to state if you're really capable to take care about yourself, this is something you would grant everybody else.
Yeah.
So in this thing, in this way, it gets unconditional. This is how it helped me to grow, to develop. And I would like also the people I'm surrounded to get a similar experience.
Yeah. I think that it's a huge insight because not a lot of leaders or managers are inclined to look inwards first. So maybe their first reaction is want to help my people and start from there. So
it's a bold statement, but I would dare to state that it should be every organization's, every leader's focus or goal to help people to develop, to get full access to their true potential, which means also letting go of many, many people. But I see that many, many organizations are set up to keep hold, keep a grip on people, the human resources, human capital.
Yeah.
But I would dare to state, once you are prepared to let people go, to let people grow, that the people will stay because you're there to help them develop.
Yeah.
And if there is not a perfect fit and you let other people move to the next destination, there will other people fade in, which even a better fit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great insight.
Yeah.
I'm also looking at the clock and I see we're nearing the end. So
already.
So I'm looking at the clock and I want to thank you so much for your for sharing your thoughts and giving also our listeners these insights. And I wish you all the best for the future, of course. And would you like to hear more inspiring stories and stay informed about the latest trends in learning and development? Then listen to the other episodes of the Fit for the Future podcast series by Archbell Academy. And listening and subscribing is free via our favorite podcast app. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and bye-bye. And thank you so much, Alex.